friend sent me the following email. Have you ever been just sitting there and all of a sudden you feel like doing something nice for someone you care for? That's God talking to you through the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been down and out and nobody seemed to be around for you to talk to? That's God wanting you to talk to Him. Have you ever been thinking about somebody that you haven't seen in a long time, and the next thing you know, you see them or receive a phone call from them? That too is God. Have you ever received something wonderful that you didn't even ask for? That's God knowing the desires of your heart. Yes, there really is no such thing as coincidence in our lives, only God. That's why we need to be sensitive to that still small voice that prompts us to turn our attention to Him. One time the Lord told the prophet Elijah he was about to pass by. First, Elijah experienced a powerful wind, then an earthquake, followed by a fire. But God was not in those events. But then the Bible says, after the fire came a gentle whisper. And that's how God spoke to Elijah, giving him directions for what he was to do. Of course, God speaks to us most clearly and dependably through His Word, the Bible. But sometimes He shouts to us through our pain. Other times we trace His hand in the way circumstances seem to fall together inexplicably. Often the Holy Spirit simply gives us a quiet impression in our hearts that God is there at work giving us help and direction. Listen for His quiet whisper. I think you'll be surprised how He makes His presence known to you.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.